Hastings College Baseball is on the air. We begin each game day in the dugout with a pregame chat with Bronco head coach Jim Bovee. Brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field, Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. We've got Midland University out of Fremont in town to take on Hastings. Another doubleheader for us here today as we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jim Bovee and coach into the second week of the conference season. Pretty successful on the week number one, going 3-1 last week.
Well, yeah, we'll take 3-1 and still had some things that we didn't do extremely well. But as close as we were to going 1-3, we'll certainly take a 3-1 start.
Talk about some of the things you weren't happy in, some things that we didn't do right last week.
Well, we didn't put a lot of runs on the board, and we didn't do a very good job of our situational hitting when we had some opportunities there. And that's the biggest thing. The one game got away from us a little bit when we went into our bullpen. That's going to happen. You got to figure one game a weekend, that's going to happen to you. But the situational hitting and just the run producing in general is really what we were most disappointed in last week.
It's really been the offense. We talked about it last week. Really been the offense. If there has been a stickler so far in this season, it's been that.
It sure has, especially the last 3 or 4 weeks. The first week or two of the season, we thought, well, boy, maybe we're going to be able to put up some runs this year. And I don't know if other teams, their pitching staffs were early in the season or we just kind of stumbled into some runs there. At that point, our defense is really the concern. But the last 3 weeks, the lack of offense is what's really bit us.
Happy with the defense coming back?
Well, happier today than I was a week ago. We still make an error or two, too many. But as we said last week, when we did make errors, we bounced back and made the next play or got some double plays to get out of it. So our defense, I'd give it a B- last week. It wasn't great, but it certainly wasn't the reason that we lost the game.
We go back to the offense. Two guys that are hitting the ball for you, Mike Tomlin and John Rivera, they continue to – to pound the ball at the plate?
They do. We got them hitting 3-4 there right now. We'd like to get some guys in front of them to get on a little more than they are. We don't have a whole lot of guys with on-base percentage that's high. And unfortunately, the ones we do aren't really speedsters. Our guys who can run don't have great on-base percentage. And what really hurt us some of those games last week is we couldn't get a leadoff guy on. And especially when you're playing this park, if you have one out, nobody on, it takes a lot of hits before you get those last two outs to score some runs, and that was really a problem for us.
You go with the same pitching rotation this week. We've got some Midland in here today, and then you guys go on the road for the first time tomorrow, the conference season at Nebraska Wesleyan. Same guys we saw last week, at least to start things off.
Right, we're going to start the same four guys. Tonight we'll start the same order, Wells and then Ives. Haven't completely decided tomorrow. We'll go LeMaster and Williams in one order or the other. They didn't do anything last week to change our minds on that. And you don't want your pitchers thinking one bad outing is going to bump them out of the rotation. And they certainly didn't do anything last week, even though Colton maybe wasn't as sharp as he had been maybe a time or two before that. So that's kind of where we've decided to go with those four for right now. If we had to go to a fifth one, we're not even sure who we'd go with. We played four JV games on Tuesday, two on the road and two here, and trying to look at a bunch of pitchers after those guys. And we kind of know who we're going to in the bullpen in certain situations, but if we had to go to a fifth starter, that's still kind of a question mark for us.
As the season unfolds, developing that fifth starter, isn't that a key heading into maybe the GPAC tournament later?
Well, it is for two reasons. One, if you do get in the tournament, there's a good chance that you might have to play. The last 3 years, we've had to play five games. The other thing that happened to us last year is our fourth starter got hurt, and we knew who our fifth starter was at that point. We knew LeMaster would be the next guy, and when we put him in, he pitched in two or three of the biggest games of the year and actually did a really good job for us last year. So we got to figure that out. We don't have a lot of non-league games. We don't play many midweek games till in a couple of weeks, so we're really not going to figure it out that way. Maybe through some of the JV games with some of our freshmen might be the way we have to do it.
Do we have that number five starter in mind right now?
No. I mean, I have three or four possibilities, but if one of these guys came and told me that they couldn't throw today or tomorrow, I'd have to think for a while before I knew who to go with.
So we'll have to develop those guys maybe through the JV games, like you said?
I hope we don't have to develop them through long relief because that means we're not doing very well with our starters. But we're going to have to – we'll have a plan, obviously, when we get to that point. It's just last year we knew exactly what the plan was. This year we're not so sure.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Midland as our pregame show continues after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Hastings College head baseball coach Jim Bovey, Midland University in town to take on Hastings. Another twin belt out of Duncan Field tonight. Coach, the first week of the conference season in the books, anything surprising there for you?
I mean, if you watch the non-league scores, I guess you knew Morningside was much, much improved. You expect Doan to be where they're at. Northwestern, I think, is disappointing. They're 1-3, but, you know, they have played the two teams that were at the top of the league last year, so... Not a whole lot surprising. There were a lot of splits, that's for sure. And the second day around, there was a lot of runs scored. So it looks like people have pretty good frontline guys. And after that, who knows what's going to happen. So every week's a tough one. You got four big games you got to try to get ready for and geared up. And then you kind of take a breath and collect yourself for the next week.
Doan, the only undefeated team in the conference right now at 4-0. They go undefeated in their opening weekend. We knew Doan was going to be good, and obviously they're pretty good.
They are good. They got good pitching. And, you know, they're not probably putting up as many runs, with the exception of the one game last week. Probably not putting up as many runs as they thought they would. But they only lost really one position guy. They got one new guy out there. And so, even before they were 4-0, I'd still say they were the team to beat. If they had gone 2-2, I'd still say they're the team to beat. I think they're the ones that have the most experienced pitching and the best pitching.
Midland coming in here, their overall record not real flashy. They played some tough teams in the non-conference portion of their schedule. They're sitting at 2-2 in the conference. What do you know about these guys?
Well, we know they're always going to be hard-nosed, and they're going to be free swingers. They're not afraid to get hit by pitches. They're going to hustle and scrap, and so they're going to be a tough matchup for us. Don't know a whole lot about their pitching because they really relied on two or three guys last year who are all gone, and so don't know a whole lot about the guys that they're going to throw at us. Obviously, if we can pitch with a lead and we can turn their aggressiveness against them, that's going to be a big key for us.
Kirby Wells will be the guy that's going to be on the mound here in game number one. He threw a great ball game a week ago, and he looks to extend that here today.
He does, and he should be ready to go. He threw Friday last week, Thursday this week, so rest-wise, he should be okay. And hoping he can pound the zone like he did last week.
Why was he successful last week, just being around the zone?
Well, he didn't beat himself. He moved it in and out and kept him off balance, which was the big thing. He didn't leave much over the middle of the plate and just kept him a little off balance and moved it in and out and got a couple double plays behind him when they did get runners and just was pretty effective overall.
Addison Ives will go in game number two.
Yeah, and last week we talked about Addison's kind of transitioning into being a starter. He was a middle guy for us last year. So, he's normally giving us three or four strong innings, and then we're kind of – seeing where he goes from there. He's had a couple games where he's gone 6-7 strong, but we'll have guys ready in case we get to a rough spot for him. But he's got good breaking stuff, probably our best breaking stuff, and he can really keep guys off balance with that.
Mac Land is going to be a guy we go to in the pen today.
In a closer situation, Mac would be the guy. Williamson Stender and Colin Jones would be the guys in a setup middle relief type role. Those are our first eight we consider right now. And we don't like to go to them in the third inning, but if we get to the fifth or sixth with a lead, then we start thinking about how we're going to piece things together, if we can go to land or if we are going to try to transition to them eventually.
All right, good luck to you.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Jim Bowley, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Midland today on 1230 KHAS.
In the Dugout has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned. The first pitch is straight ahead on 1230 KHAS Radio.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, both life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality, hand-picked vehicles. good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Today's Hastings College baseball game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local athletics. Now, once again, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Duncan Field, Hastings College baseball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos playing their second week of the conference season here this week as they take on the Warriors out of Midland University, a team coming in here out of Fremont, Nebraska. I'm Mike Will. I'll call a play-by-play for you this afternoon. Midland coming in, a record of 7 wins and 23 losses on the season. The Warriors are 2-2 on the season in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings coming in, a mark of 10-20 on the season. Hastings sitting at 3-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Last week, opening up the conference with a couple of wins over Dort, winning by a score of 4-0 and 4-3. And in the second day, Hastings losing to Northwestern by the score of 10-2, and then coming back in the seventh inning of the second ball game and beating Northwestern by the score of 4-3. So Hastings off to a good start in the conference. That's the important season. They are 3-1 overall. Last week for Midland, they had a series against Morningside and Balmarte. They split with Morningside. They split with Balmarte. Thus, their 2-2 overall record in the GPAC. They lost to Morningside by a score of 6-4, and then came back and pounded the Mustangs by a score of 26-8. The second day, they split two games with Balmarte, losing by a score of 2-1 to the Lancers before coming back in the nightcap and winning by a score of 5-1. So Midland University with 7 wins under their belt so far this season. They beat Kansas Wesleyan earlier this season back in the end of March. They also played in the Metrodome up in Minneapolis to start the season, losing 3 games to Grandview University. In fact, this is the team that lost their first 8 games of the season. They didn't pick up their first win until they played Valley City State on March 3rd. They picked up a couple of wins there over Valley City State, winning by scores of 11-5 and 17-5. They beat Jamestown College about the middle part of March by the score of 8-7. Came back and picked up a win over Kansas Wesleyan in 10 innings, 13-12. Beat Kansas Wesleyan again 7-6, and then splitting a couple of games in the Great Plains Athletic Conference last weekend. So Midland, a team that has always been very, very tough in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They've normally had some pretty good pitchers, and they can put some runs on the scoreboard. Maybe a little disappointed with the season so far, sitting at 7-23, 2-2 in the conference. But this is a team that will give Hastings everything they want here this afternoon. Hastings looking to build on their terrific start from a week ago, as Hastings went 3-1 in the conference last week. And Hastings right now currently in a tie for second place in the conference. Doan was the only team that swept all 4 of the games a week ago. They're at 4-1. Then Morningside and Hastings in there at 3-1, and a bunch of splits a week ago. You've got Concordia, Briarcliff, Dakota Wesleyan, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Midland all sitting at 2-2 in the conference. Northwestern and Balmarte at 1-3, and Dort is sitting at 0-4 on the season. So that's the way the ball game shapes up here this afternoon between Hastings and Midland, playing 2 7-inning ball games here today. And we've got them both for you on 1230 KHIS. Your starting lineups are brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, now with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Juniata, Trumbull, Kennesaw, and Giltner. Starting lineups for the Hastings Broncos here this afternoon, basically a carbon copy from a week ago. You've got Mack Lamb leading off for Hastings. He'll be out in right field here in game number 1. Lamb batting 227 of the season. Decker Brown will bat second. He'll be out in left field. His average is sitting at 226. Mike Tomlin will bat third. Tomlin is center fielder. His average is sitting at 296. Don Rivera will be the designated hitter here in the first ball game. He'll bat fourth. His average is sitting at 313. John LeMaster will bat fifth. He'll be at first base here in the first ball game. His batting average is now at 281 on the season. Rounding out the starting lineup for the Hastings College Broncos, you've got Daniel Nealon at second base. He'll bat sixth with an average of 238. Jake Steets will be the third baseman. He'll bat seventh. His average is sitting at 309. Gabe Salas will be your shortstop. His average at 195. Salas batting in the number 8 position here this afternoon.
Brent Hermanison will be your catcher. He'll bat ninth. His batting average is sitting at 190. Kirby Wells will be on the mound for Hastings College here in game number one. Wells has an overall record of 2 wins and 2 losses, and his ERA is sitting at 3.25 on the season. Hastings as a team is batting 243. So the Broncos will go with Mack Land, Decker Brown, and Mike Tomlin, John Rivera, John LeMaster, and Daniel Nealon, Jake Steets, also Gabe Salas, and Brent Hermanison. Kirby Wells on the mound for Hastings College again. The Broncos sitting at 10-20 on the season. They are 3-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland coming in 7-23. They're 2-2 in the conference. They will go with Miguel Romalo to lead things off. He'll be the first baseman. His batting average is sitting at 287 on the season. Nate Bentz will be your right fielder. He'll bat second. His average is sitting at 360. Vinny Orsi will be your shortstop. Orsi, good ball player. His batting average at 337. He's leading the team in a lot of the offensive statistical categories here this week. In fact, you'll see his name pop up in many of the categories in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Vinny Orsi, the shortstop, batting average at 337. Derek Kapschneider will be your third baseman. His batting average at 293. He will bat fourth here this afternoon. Then we'll see the catcher, Sean Orzendowski. Orzendowski is batting average at 323. He will bat fifth. Then we'll see Andrew Cassidy. He's the left fielder. His batting average is sitting at 250 in the season. Jake Loftus, the second baseman, will bat seventh. His batting average at 206. Then we'll see John Nadels. Nadels is the designated hitter, batting in the number 8 position. His batting average at 179. Thomas Jurgensen will be your center fielder. 287 is his batting average. He will bat ninth. And the starting pitcher for Midland here in game number 1 will be Zach Medlick. His batting area, his ERA is sitting at 6.75 on the season, and his overall record is sitting at no wins and 3 losses. Starting lineups have been brought to you by CPI Mr. Tire, now with 15 locations in central Nebraska, including Hastings, Minden, Red Cloud, Sutton, Lawrence. Cooperative Producers Incorporated and Mr. Tire proudly supporting Hastings College baseball. So we've got Kirby Wells out here for Hastings in game number 1. Threw quite a ball game last week, knocking off Dort on the Friday. Pitched all 7 innings, gave up only 2 base hits, no runs, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Quick ball game last week with Kirby on the mound. Faced his 23 batters in that contest. Hastings turned 2 double plays behind him, and at one point, Hastings retired 13 guys in a row with Wells on the mound. So hopefully Kirby can duplicate that effort here this afternoon as he faces a Midland team with a team batting average of 267 as we get ready to go here this afternoon. Temperature is 65 degrees here at game time. Winds are going to be out of the east-southeast at about 5 miles per hour, blowing in on the hitters here this afternoon at Duncan Field. So Kirby Wells will get the call here for Hastings in game number 1. His record is sitting at 2-3. He's thrown 2 complete games, including that one last Friday. He's been the workhorse in the staff. He's thrown 44 in a third inning so far. Well, the Broncos giving up 47 hits, 24 runs. 16 of those have been earned. Only 3 base on balls, including 2 last Friday. He's got to 25 strikeouts, ERA at 3.25, and teams batting just 272 against him. And the first guy to come to the plate here for Midland is going to be a Miguel Romalo. He's the first baseman. And he is even up on a count of 1 ball and 1 strike as Kirby is underway here for Hastings in this first ball game. Right-handed thrower for the Broncos as he winds and delivers to the pitch. The pitch to the plate is going to be outside and down low for a ball, 2 balls and 1 strike. Well, Miguel Romalo, batting average of 287 on the season. We'll see him at first base defensively for the Warriors today as he fouls away this next pitch on the first base side out of play. Again, the dimensions here at Duncan, here at home, 370 down the left field line. We've got 367 down the right field line, 405 to the power alleys and 408 to straightaway center field. Here's the next pitch there by Wells. It's going to be down low for a ball. And the count is now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. 3-2, the count to Romalo. Romalo is leading the team in runs scored so far this year. He's got 25 base hits and 87 trips to the plate. Batting here from the right-hand side is Kirby Wells is in his full windup. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. The count remains at 3-2. No home runs, 13 RBIs for Romalo. He has walked 8 times. He has struck out 9 times. Kirby Wells looking in for the sign here from Hermanison behind the plate. There's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. So Romalo hanging tough in there. He's fouled away the last 3 pitches here from Kirby Wells, and he's still got a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes at the plate. For Madison, behind the plate for Hastings, with Wells on the mound. John LeMaster over there at first base, and Daniel Nealon at second. There's the next pitch, fouled away again. Back over the screen. Count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So a tough cookie here to start things off from Midland. Gabe Salas at shortstop, and Jake Steets over there at third base for Hastings defensively. Out on the outfield, you've got Decker Brown, Mike Tomlin, and Mack Land. So 3 balls and 2 strikes, the leadoff hitter for Midland here in this first inning of play. Next pitch is swung on and missed. He strikes him out. So Romalo goes down after fouling away 4 straight pitches. Kirby Wells gets his first strikeout of the ball game. And now Nate Bentz will come to the plate next. Bentz will be out in right field today for Midland. He is actually the leading hitter on the team. His batting average coming into the ball game this afternoon is sitting at 360. He's got no home runs and 9 RBIs. He's walked a couple of times, and he has struck out 2 times. Batting in the number 2 position as he takes a look at the first pitch there from Wells. That's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing and 1 to Nate Bentz. Midland is a team that has hit 9 home runs so far this year. As the next pitch is going to be fouled away, back over the screen, out of play. 2 balls and 2 strikes. They've hit 9 home runs. Their ballpark there in Fremont a little bit more homer-friendly than Duncan Field is. They got a short fence to the left field corner. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. It's going to be down low and in the dirt. A little check swing. Did he go around with it? They're going to appeal down to the first base umpire, and he says, yeah, he went around with it. Madison tags out the batter there just in case. And Nate Bentz goes down on strikes. So Kirby Wells off to a good start, striking out the first 2 individuals to come to the plate. And now Vinny Orsi is up there next. He is a shortstop. Orsi with a batting average of .337 on the team. Leading the Warriors in a lot of the statistical categories. Swung on and missed on the first pitch. Leads the team in base hits and doubles and triples and home runs. Also in total bases and slugging percentage and baseline balls and in strikeouts. Next pitch is going to be outside and down low for a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Orsi has struck out 24 times so far this year. He has walked 12 times. He's got 33 base hits and 98 trips to the plate. Next pitch is going to be fouled away. And the count now is sitting at 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vinny Orsi, a sophomore out of Omaha, Nebraska. He steps in there from the right-hand side. Just underway here at Duncan between Hastings and Midland. Next pitch is going to be down low. And the count is even up now at 2 balls and 2 strikes. So 2-2 the count here to Vinny Orsi. Derek Kampschneider would be next. And then Sean Erzendowski would come to the plate. Next pitch is going to be outside, just outside, right at the letters. And the count is full again at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Romalo has struck out. Bentz has struck out. And now a 3-2 count here to Orsi. Here comes the next pitch, and he walks him. 4th walk of the season given up there by Kirby Wells as Vinny Orsi heads down to first base. So now Midland has got a base runner here in the top half of the first inning. Derek Kampschneider comes up there next. Is the third baseman. Kampschneider with a batting average of .293 on the season. So Kampschneider comes to the plate. He's got 1 home run and 25 RBIs. The RBIs leads the team. There's a swing and a miss at the plate. The runner goes from first base, and they have got him down there at second. Vinny Orsi attempting to steal second base, and nice throw there by Brent Hermanison behind the plate. Right down to second base, and they catch him stealing down there, and the inning is over. So Kirby faces just 3 guys here. In the first inning of play, Vinny Orsi gets the board, but he is nailed down there at second base, attempting the steal, and Hastings gets out of the inning with no damage done. No runs on no base hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the first with a score. Midland nothing. Hastings coming to bat.
People around here understand the importance of caring for one another, of creating a place that's familiar, welcoming, and safe. You take good care of your family, your home, your community. At Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, we'll take good care of you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, committed to compassionate care.
What's your bank doing for you? Golden Club customers of Five Points Bank receive many little extras which make this account great. This premium account for those 55 and over has no minimum balance requirement, earns a competitive interest rate, includes free checks, and discounted safe deposit boxes. Golden Club members are eligible for numerous group travel opportunities. These trips are very popular and a great way to travel with people you know. Stop in and visit with a personal banker and join our growing Golden Club group, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco baseball for you here this afternoon at Duncan Field, Hastings in Midland, as we head to the bottom half of this first inning. Zach Medlick will be your pitcher here today for Midland. His overall ERA is sitting at 6.75. His record is at no wins and three losses on the season. He has thrown 21 and a third innings to this point, giving up 27 hits and 20 runs. 16 of those have been earned. He's given up six base on balls, and he has got nine strikeouts so far this year. Teams are batting .310 against him. So Zach Medlick on the mound here for the Midland University Warriors as Hastings will come to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. Mack Land, Decker Brown, and Mike Tomlin, the first three hitters to come to the plate here for Hastings. And the pitch there from Medlick is going to be down low for a ball, and he throws his first two pitches outside the strike zone. And Mack Land gets ahead on the count at two balls and no strikes. Hastings as a team still struggling a little bit offensively, hitting just .243 from the plate. There's the next pitch. It's going to be outside the strike zone as well. So three straight balls thrown there by Medlick. Now we'll see what Land elects to do here. Takes a look at a pitch there as it's right down the pipe for a strike, 3-1. So Mack Land taking all the way on that one. Land's got a batting average now in the season of .227 for Hastings College. Here comes the next pitch by Medlick. It's going to be right down the pipe again. Three balls and two strikes there. So three straight balls, then two straight strikes. Mack Land has yet to swing the bat here for Hastings. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He strikes him out. So after getting ahead in the count 3-0, Zach Medlick comes back and gets Mack Land swinging there in the first inning of play. Strikes out. Here comes Decker Brown up there next. Decker Brown with a batting average of .226 on the season. He's got no home runs. He's got five RBIs so far this year, 17 base hits and 77 trips to the plate. And there's a pitch by Medlick. It's going to be outside. Ball gets away from Urzendowski. Comes over here to the first base dugout as he retrieves it. Gets it back into the glove of Zach Medlick. Hastings dressed in their white baseball pants here this afternoon. Crimson tops. Midland is in their gray pants with their blue tops, trimmed in letters in the orange. Bouncing ball towards short. Orsi has got it. Throw to first base. That's going to be in time. Two up, two down here for Hastings College as Decker Brown. He grounds out to the shortstop, Vinny Orsi. And that's going to bring up Mike Tomlin next. He's a center fielder. Tomlin now with a batting average of .296 on the season. Tomlin, one of the leading hitters on the team. Now the batting average of .296. As he strolls to the plate for the first time today, he'll bat from the left-hand side and will take a strike there. Nothing and one to Mike Tomlin. He leads the team in runs scored. He's got 19. Also leads the team in triples with two. He's hit one of the two home runs for Hastings so far this year as he takes another strike right at the belt there in the inside corner in the lefty. And the count is now at nothing and two to Mike Tomlin. John Rivera would be next, and we'll see John LeMaster. Here comes the next pitch by Medlick. That's going to be outside for a ball. And it is now one ball and two strikes. 1-2 the count here to Tomlin of Hastings. Tomlin, a senior, 5-foot, 765-pounder out of Grand Island. Next pitch, high hopper. Orsi at shortstop has got it. Throws it to first, and the side is retired here for Hastings in the bottom half of the first inning. Three up, three down as the shortstop, Vinny Orsi, makes the last two outs here in the bottom of the first. So Hastings is down in order in the first inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the second with a score. Hastings nothing, Midland nothing.
After an accident, you need the Get It Done guarantee
from the new Jansen Auto Body.
Free 24-hour towing to the shop.
Flexible hours for easy estimates.
They'll even come to your home or work.
They conquer the paperwork.
And your repairs will be done on time.
Click JansenAutoBody.com.
Jansen Auto Body, spelled J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
On East J in Hastings. Lock this into your cell phone.
402-463-5001. J-A-N-S-S-E-N.
Got it done.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long-wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. the Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discoverer AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Duncan this afternoon, 65 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Winds out of the east-southeast at 9 miles per hour as we go here. First half of the doubleheader between a couple of GPAC foes, Midland and Hastings. Derek Kampschneider leading things off for Midland here in the second inning of play. Then Sean Erzendowski. Then we'll see Andrew Cassidy. Numbers 4, 5, and 6 in the batting order here for the Warriors. As Kirby Wells faced only three guys in the first inning of play. So the next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side. They got 1-1. Two strikeouts for Wells in the first inning, and then he walked Vinny Orsi. Then Orsi was caught stealing at second base, so Hastings faced only three guys in that first inning. So Kampschneider is up there now. His batting average is sitting at .293 on the season. Kampschneider wears number 9 on that blue uniform. Digs in from the right-hand side. Here comes the pitch here by Wells. It's going to be down low. Ball momentarily gets away from Madison behind the plate. No damage done. Nobody on the base pads right now for Midland. In the second inning, Kampschneider has a count of 2-1. He's been at the plate more times than anybody else here for Midland this year. 99. This is number 100 right here. Here's the pitch. It's going to be drilled to center field. Coming on is going to be Tomlin. Tomlin tries to make a catch. He can't get there. The ball gets by him in center field. On his way to second base is going to be Kampschneider. Ball is picked up out there by the right fielder, Mac Lamb. And Midland gets a runner aboard here at second base. Tomlin going a long way, then trying to make a catch on the ball down there along his shoe tops. It got away from him. He goes behind him. That's going to be a base hit there. A base hit for a Kampschneider to a center field. So Midland has got a base runner on at second base. And now coming up there is going to be Erzendowski, the catcher. So a double to get things started here for Midland here in the second inning of play. Now they lay down a bunt, fielded there by Wells, underhands it to a first base. That's going to be in time, but a sacrifice works. So a double by Kampschneider, and now a sacrifice by Sean Erzendowski. And now we've got Andrew Cassidy coming up there next. Cassidy, the number 6 hitter in the batting order. Now we got a runner over there at third base, just 90 feet away from scoring the first run of the ball game for Midland. Andrew Cassidy comes up there next. His batting average at .250 in the season. He is your left fielder here this afternoon, as Cassidy will bat from the right-hand side against the right-handed throwing Kirby Wells here this afternoon. Kirby working from the stretch. Pitch comes inside, a fastball. It backs Cassidy away from the plate. One ball and no strikes. 10 base hits and 40 trips to the plate by Andrew Cassidy so far. Kampschneider down there at third base as the next pitch is going to be fouled away on the first base side out of play. One ball and one strike now to Andrew Cassidy. Cassidy waiting for the pitch here from Wells as he looks in for the sign from Madison. Here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be outside and down low for a ball. 2 balls and no strikes now to Cassidy. He's got no extra base hits so far this year. He does have 6 RBIs. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. Boy, we've seen our share of foul balls here in the first couple of innings. Cassidy with 6 RBIs, no home runs. He has walked 7 times. He has struck out only once. Struck out only once in his 40 official at-bats here on the season. Here comes the next pitch by Wells. That one is down low. Stop sign comes up there from the batter, Andrew Cassidy, to tell the base runner down there at third base to stay put. So Derek Kampschneider is down there at third. Your batter is Andrew Cassidy. Hastings playing with the infield in. Salas and Nealon toward the infield grass here at second and shortstop, respectively. Kirby working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch to the plate. That ball is going to be hit to the outfield. Coming on is going to be Tomlin. Tomlin's going to make the catch in left center field. Runner is going to try to tag up, and a nice throw by Tomlin going back to third base on the play is going to be Kampschneider. So Andrew Cassidy flies out to Mike Tomlin in shallow left center field. And Tomlin makes a great throw back to the infield, and staying put at third base is going to be Derek Kampschneider. So now there's two men out here in the second inning after that double and a sacrifice by the Warriors in this inning. Jake Loftus comes to the plate next. He is a second baseman. Loftus with a batting average of 206 on the season. Loftus has got 13 base hits in 63 trips to the plate. A foul tap there. Nothing and one to Jake Loftus. Loftus, 5 foot eight, 180 pounder from Omaha Westside. A freshman there for the Warriors. Next pitch, a check swing. Right at the knees, they say he went around with it, and it's no balls and two strikes. So Loftus is behind in the count at nothing and two. He has walked three times so far this year. He has struck out 15 times. 0-2 pitch coming up here from Wells. It's outside and down low. And again, a good stop there by Brent Hermanison behind the plate. Keeping that base runner down there at third. That is Derek Kampschneider. Just underway. We're in the second inning of our first ball game today. This one's scheduled for 7. Two contests here between Midland University and Hastings. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Wells. That one is going to be popped up. Right side of the diamond coming over toward the fence. It's going to be LeMaster, and he can't get there. It's going to be out of play. So the count remains at 1-2. Same infield as last week. Steets at third, Salas at short, Nealon at second, LeMaster at first. Same outfield as a week ago. Brown out in left field, Tomlin in center, McLan out in right field, or Madison behind the plate. There's the next pitch. The ball's going to be hit to left field. That's a base hit. Right on by the third baseman, Steets in the left field, picked up there by Decker Brown, and Midland is on the scoreboard. Jake Loftus, the number 7 hitter, in the batting order, gets an RBI single here in the second. Drives home the first run of the ball game, and Midland goes out on top on a score of 1-0. So now John Nedels comes to the plate next. He is the designated hitter. Nedels will bat from the left-hand side. His batting average is sitting at 197. Actually, 179 is his batting average coming into the ball game here. He takes a big whack there and a swing and a miss. 0-1 to John Nedels. A freshman from Lincoln East. He's 6'1", 195 pounds. He steps in there against Kirby Wells for the first time this afternoon. Runners on at first base. There's a throw over there. It's not in time. Midland stealing bases this year, 31 out of 40. Loftus stealing bases is 1 out of 1. He's got a pretty good lead over there right now. LeMaster will hold him on. He stays put as the pitch comes to the plate. Fouled away. Back out of play. 0-2 now to John Nedels from Midland. Nedels so far this year has got no home runs. He's got 6 RBIs. 1-0. Midland has got the lead. Next pitch is going to be fouled away on the third base side. That remains at 0-2. Hastings College baseball today here on 1230 KHAS. We're at Duncan Field. Hastings playing 6 straight conference games to begin the season all at home. Hastings will get their first taste of the road in the conference tomorrow. They're going to be playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan. No balls and 2 strikes. Here comes the next pitch by Kirby. It's going to be down low. Ball gets away from the catcher and throwing it down to first base. It was a called strike there, but Hermanison, the catcher, drops the third strike there, but an easy play down at first base as John Nedels is retired in the play. So officially a strikeout there for Kirby Wells, but a strikeout completed by Hermanison as he rockets the ball down to first baseman John LeMaster, and the inning is over. Midland comes up with one run on a couple of base hits. No errors and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the second with a score. Midland leading Hastings. It's the Warriors 1, the Broncos nothing.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we head to the bottom half of the second inning here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming today brought to you by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings goes down in order in the first inning of play. John Rivera, John LeMaster, Daniel Nealon scheduled up here for Hastings in inning number two. There's a ground ball by Rivera right to the shortstop. Orsi picks it up, goes to first base, and he retires the base runner again. So it's three straight outs from Vinny Orsi at shortstop. The last two of the first inning, and now the first potential base runner here in inning number two. John Rivera grounds out to short. Now John LeMaster comes up there next. LeMaster with a batting average of .281 so far this season as he comes to the plate for the first time here this afternoon. Batting from the right-hand side, there's a bouncing ball again. Right out to shortstop, Orsi again. It's like target practice. He throws it to first baseman Miguel Romalo, and he is retired in the play. So one pitch, and John LeMaster is retired. Here comes Daniel Nealon up there next. Nealon with a batting average of .238 on the season. Nealon, he has got three RBIs and no home runs so far this year. Just looking to get a board here. There's a pitch that's in there for a strike by Zach Menlich. Erzendowski is your catcher today with Menlich on the mound. Camp Schneider at third base, Orsi at shortstop, Loftus at second, and Romalo over there at first base. As the next pitch is going to be outside for a ball, 1-1. Out in the outfield for Midland is going to be Cassidy out in left field, Jurgensen in center, Nate Bentz out there in right field. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. That's now two balls and one strike to Daniel Nealon. Steets would be next, and we'll see Gabe Salas here. Hastings is going to get a base runner in the second. Hastings went down in order in the first inning. There's a breaking pitch there that misses outside. And it's now three balls and one strike. So Daniel Nealon, your batter here, is walked 15 times, which leads the team. He has struck out 11 times, and he gets his 16th walk right there. Draws a base on balls as he hustles down to first base, and Hastings gets the first base runner of the ball game as Daniel Nealon heads down to first base. And that's going to bring up Jake Steets next. So Jake Steets comes up there, a freshman out of Cherry Hills Village, Colorado. 6 foot, 175-pounder. Steets playing at third base again today for the Broncos. Batting average of .309 on the season. Takes a look at the pitch there. It's in there for a strike. Nothing and one to Jake Steets. Jake, no home runs. He's got nine RBIs so far this year. That nine RBIs actually leads the team. Bunch of guys sitting in there at eight. Steets has got nine to lead the team. There's a throw of the first base. Applying the tag is Miguel Romalo, but diving back in there in plenty of time, Daniel Nealon. Hastings in swiping bases so far this year. They are 12 out of 17. There goes the runner at first base, and the ball is going to be hit right to a center field, and Jurgensen grabs it for the third out. So the base runner, Daniel Nealon, was going at first, but Jake Steets drills it right to the center fielder, Thomas Jurgensen. And he makes the catch for the third out of this second inning of play. So Hastings scores no runs on no hits, no errors, one man left on base. We'll go to the top of the third with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hastings Link to school closings. Hastings Link to weather cancellations. Hastings Link to event postponements and delays. Nebraska's weather can really mess up your plans. Keep yourself up to date when Mother Nature changes your schedule. HastingsLink.com has it all. Click the Bruce Furniture weather threat icon and see school and church closings, snow emergencies, sports and event postponements, and more. Bruce Furniture. No hidden fees, no surprises. Just right for you at Hastings, Holdridge, Alliance, and Kearney. Weather threat closings at HastingsLink.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field here in Hastings, our internet service at the ballpark is courtesy of Blue Force Broadband, provided by Glenwood Wireless. They've been serving central Nebraska for over 50 years. For more information, email info@shopglenwood.net or call 866-756-4746. 1-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead as we head to the top of the third inning. Kirby Wells still out there for Hastings. There's a ball that's going to be hit down the first baseline in foul territory. Thomas Jurgensen is your batter. He's the center fielder. Midland now got their number 9 hitter up here. Jurgensen is a .287 hitter. Midland with a double in the second inning, a sacrifice, and then a RBI single by Jake Loftus, and that's been all the scoring so far early in this ball game. Midland out on top of the Broncos by the score of 1-0. Hastings still looking for their first base hit of the ball game. Midland's got two. The count here at the plate on Thomas Jurgensen is sitting at 1-2. Kirby Wells in his full windup. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away again, first base side. Count remains at 1-2. Major League Baseball getting started today with 7 ball games. One last night. Get things started here in the United States as the St. Louis Cardinals open up with a win over the Miami Marlins. There's a swing and a miss there. Thomas Jurgensen goes down on a strikeout. That's the fourth strikeout in the ball game for Kirby Wells. And now Miguel Romalo comes to the plate next. He struck out back there in the first inning of play. So he's 0-1 so far today. Steps in again from the right side and fouls away the first pitch as he slices that one right in front of the first base dugout. Occupied by Midland here this afternoon. Hastings in their traditional third base dugout over here. No balls and one strike. To the leadoff hitter in the batting order for Midland University, Miguel Romalo. He sends that one to a left field. That's going to fall for a base hit. Decker Brown picks it up on one hop. That's the third hit of the ball game, given up there by Wells. As Romalo gets aboard for the first time here today. And now Nate Bentz will come to the plate next. Bentz, he struck out in inning number 1, so he's 0-1. As he comes up there now. Romalo is down there at first base for Midland University. Checking his run totals. He's got, 4 stolen bases so far this year in 5 attempts. So a base-stealing threat over there is a pitch that can be fouled back to the screen by Nate Bentz. 0-1 Bentz here at the plate. Romalo taking his lead down there at first base. LeMaster will hold him on the first baseman. Here comes the pitch from Kirby Wells. It's going to be hit to second base. Nealon's got it. Goes to second for one over the first base, and the double play is not going to be completed. There is a throw was to the home plate side of first base. LeMaster tried to make the tag on the Bentz coming down the line there, but unable to do it. So they get one. They get the out at second base. Hastings turned a couple of plays last week. In fact, they had a good week defensively. Turned a couple of against Dort. Turned a couple against Northwestern. Hastings racing out to a 3-1 record in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after the opening week. Their defense was pretty solid a week ago. There's a pitch that's going to be in there for a strike. And the count is at 0-1. There's a throw over there to first base, not in time. So Bentz is your base runner down there at first. Getting a board on the fielder's choice as the ball was hit right to Daniel Nealon, who went to second base. And Gabe Salas covering the bag there to catch the force out. And Romalo, there's a swing and a miss there on Vince Orsi. And he is behind the count now with no balls and 2 strikes. So there's 2 men out here in the third. 1-0 is the score, Midland. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. And the count is at 1-2. And Orsi with a batting average of .337 to start the day. Leads the team in hits and doubles and triples and home runs. Total bases, base on balls, strikeouts. Next pitch can be fouled back to the screen. The count remains at 1-2. So after we enjoyed temps in the 70s and 80s for the 4 ball games last week here at home, Hastings enjoying a 65-degree day here this afternoon. Expected to dip duck down into the 40s before we get out of here tonight. There's the next pitch. It's swung on and missed. And Orsi goes down, a strikeout victim. Strikeout number 5 in the ball game already through 3 innings from Kirby Wells. So Midland scores no runs in the third inning. No runs on no base hits. Actually, one base hit. No errors and one man left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the third with a score of Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Who would have thought that at last year's Taste of Home Cooking School, Guy Klinzig would burst out of the kitchen dressed as Elvis?
Born through a party in the county.
Or that there would be not one, but two culinary experts. What might happen this year? Guy knows, and he ain't telling. But we can tell you that this year, Russ's Market and Ken's Appliance are the presenting sponsors April 26th at the Adamson County Fairgrounds. That B&B Carpet of Donovan is giving away a $1,000 gift certificate, and the first 500 in the door are guaranteed a recyclable swag bag with dozens of goodies. Brought to you by the City of Hastings. Allen's of Hastings sponsors the VIP tickets, which includes upfront seats and an autographed Taste of Home cookbook. And, oh yeah, now over 50 displays and booths, plus a food court. Log on to tasteofhomehastings.com for ticket locations. That's tasteofhomehastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College Baseball here today on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Bottom of the third, Midland leading Hastings by a score of 1-0. Abe Salas is your batter here for Hastings. Broncos will go with 8-9-1 in the batting order to face Zach Medlick here this afternoon. Next pitch is going to be hit towards center field. Jurgensen moves to his left and will grab it on the run there out in right center. So Gabe Salas will fly out to the center fielder, Thomas Jurgensen, first out of this third inning. Now Brent Hermanison will come to the plate next. He is the catcher. Hermanison with a batting average of 190 on the season. Hermanison's got one of the two home runs for Hastings this year. He's got 8 RBIs. Stumps in from the right-hand side as the pitch to him is going to be down low. And in the dirt, 1-0. Hermanison, number 22, a freshman. 6'4", 215-pounder from Golden, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be swung on, and it's going to be fouled back out of play. So Brent Hermanison now with a count of 1-1. Mack Land would be next. Midland leading Hastings by the score of 1-0 here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here comes the next pitch. It's going to be outside, down low for a ball. And the count now is at 2-1. 2-1 the count to Brent Hermanison. Club in hand. Here comes the next pitch as Medlick works quickly there. And a pitch right on the outside corner for a strike. 2-2. Hermanison so far this year, he has struck out 8 times. He has walked 5 times. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch that's going to be popped up out in the outfield, out in right field, and going a long way and making a diving attempt out there. Did he hang on to it? Yes. The right fielder, Nate Bentz, across the foul line. He came a long way and then goes tumbling down to the turf here and grabs the ball. Brent Hermanison flies out or fouls out to the right fielder, Nate Bentz, out there. Nice catch by Bentz in foul territory. Now Mack Land comes to the plate next. Top of the order here for Hastings College. Land struck out his first time up there. He tries to bunt his way on this time and fouls away the pitch. So no balls and 1 strike. Land 0-1 so far today. Started the day with a batting average of .227. No home runs, 7 RBIs. He's got 15 base hits now and 67 trips to the plate. Playing out in right field today for the Broncos defensively. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be in there for a strike. Nothing in two. Mack will be the short reliever, the closer here today. If our pitching staff gets in trouble, according to Jim Bovee. Next pitch is going to be down low and into the dirt. The count is at 2-2. So 2-2 the count. Land leads the team with 17 strikeouts so far this year. He has walked 6 times. He pokes that one to the left side of the diamond. Orsi picks it up on the roll, throws it over the first base. It's going to be wide to the first baseman, Romalo. It gets away from Romalo, back to the screen. And Hastings will have a base runner here as Mack Land is going to be safe on the air. So a throwing error by Vinny Orsi. He's been rock solid. In fact, he made 2-4 straight plays there. Last 2 outs of the first inning and the first 2 outs of the second inning, all in ground balls. That one very similar, just a slow roller out to the shortstop, Vinny Orsi. But he throws it wide of the target at first base, and Hastings with a base runner here. So an error chalked up there on Vinny Orsi. There's two men out here in the third. That's going to bring up Decker Brown next. Brown grounded out his first time up there. Now the pitch to the plate is going to get away from the catcher. There's Zendowski. And running down to second base on the play is going to be Mack Lamb. So wild pitch there from Zach Medlick. And now Hastings has the tying run down there at second base in the form of Mack Lamb with Decker Brown at the plate. The count here on Decker is going to be one ball and no strikes. He will bat from the right-hand side as Zach Medlick works in for the sign from Urzendowski. Here comes the pitch. It's going to be down low again. Ball gets away from Sean Urzendowski behind the plate, but this time it just goes trickling to his right there. And the count is at two balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count here on Decker Brown. Hastings batting in the bottom of the third with Midland out on top with a score of 1-0. Next pitch by Medlick is going to be in there for a strike on the outside corner. Nice pitch right at the knees on Decker Brown. And the count now on Decker is sitting at two balls and one strike. Decker Brown is senior from Pine, Colorado, 5'9", 160-pounder. Medlick working from the stretch, looks at the runner at second, throws some off-speed stuff to the plate here, and it's going to be down low for a ball. Three balls and one strike now to Decker Brown. Mike Tomlin would be next. Hastings trying to get that run back that Midland plated back there in the second inning of play. So here comes the 3-1 pitch now to Decker Brown. It's on the way. And it's going to be a strike on the outside corner. Decker Brown watches that one go right on by. Now we're sitting at full. Three balls and two strikes. There's two men out here in the third. Hastings with the best runner down here at second base. That's Mack Lamb. Decker digging in from the right-hand side. Bat in hand. Here comes the next pitch. It's swung on. Hit to the left side. It's going to be backhanded by Orsi. It's short as long throw over to first base. It's not in time. So Orsi goes in the hole there. Had to move to his right to grab that one. Grabs it right on the edge of the outfield grass. And then, hey, that's a long throw for a shortstop over there to a first base. And Decker Brown gets a base hit there in the hole. So now Hastings got runners at the corners at first and third. And to the plate next will be Mike Tomlin. So that's going to be a base hit there for Decker Brown. Hitting the hole between the shortstop Orsi and the third baseman Cam Schneider. So now Hastings has got something going here in the bottom half of the third, trailing by a run, 1-0. Mike Tomlin grounded out the first time up there in the first inning of play. Back up there here in the third with a chance to do some damage. Runners on at first and third. Medlick working from the stretch. That ball's hit right to the shortstop. Orsi, and he grabs it in the air, and the inning is over. Tomlin hit that one right on the nose, but right at Vinny Orsi. He could have been in concrete to grab that one. Vinny Orsi grabs it there at shortstop, and Tomlin lines out to short to end the third inning of play. So Hastings scores no runs on one base hit, one error on Midland, two men left on base. We go to the top of the fourth with a score Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, we go to the top of the second inning. Actually, the fourth inning. Top of the fourth inning with Midland out on top with a score of 1-0. Warriors scoring their only run in the second inning of play. Derek Camp Schneider will lead things off. He was the guy who scored the run for Midland. And he is ahead of the count here at two balls and no strikes. Kirby Wells continues to work here for Hastings. One run, three base hits, and an error for Midland. No runs, one hit, no errors for Hastings so far early in this ball game. As the next pitch comes in there, it's going to be outside the strike zone. So 3-0 the count here to the leadoff man here in the fourth inning of play, Derek Kampschneider. Number four man in the batting order here. There's a strike in the outside corner. 3-1. Kampschneider came in with a batting average of .293 on the season. Midland is a team, .267. Here comes a 3-1 pitch now. Swing and a miss. An outside pitch there. Outside the zone. And the count is now 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's full on Derek Kampschneider. Kampschneider so far this year has struck out 22 times. He has walked 5 times. Here comes the 3-2 pitch now. The ball's going to be fouled away. Count remains at 3-2. So Kampschneider with 99 trips to the plate officially coming into the ball game today. 29 base hits. He has scored 20 runs. 5 doubles, no triples, 1 home run, and a team-high 25 RBIs. He lifts that one up. It's going to be in foul territory. LeMaster giving chase over toward the fence, and it gets over the fence out of play. John LeMaster over here, Mac Land over here, the first baseman and right fielder, but neither could come up with the ball there. A long strike from Derek Kampschneider, and the count remains at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A lot of Major League Baseball being played today. In fact, 7 games. As the Major League Baseball season gets cranked up here today, the Tigers have beaten the Boston Red Sox today by a score of 3-2. Detroit outhits Boston in that ball game 10-5. The Tigers winning over the Red Sox 3-2 in Major League Baseball today. Here comes a 3-2 pitch, a cold strike on the inside corner on the right-handed hitter, and Derek Kampschneider goes down. That's the first out of the inning here. As the Kampschneider goes down, strikeout number 6 already in the ballgame there by Kirby Wells. Nice pitch by Kirby. And Sean Erzendowski comes up there next. He is the catcher. Laid down a sacrifice his first time up there and takes a whack here and fouls it away back to the screen. Nothing in one here to Sean Erzendowski. Started the day with a batting average of .322. Other games going on in the American League today. They're in the middle of the 11th inning. The Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians. They are tied up at 4 runs apiece. As the next pitch comes in there for a strike, nothing in two to Erzendowski. Those are the only 2 games going on in the American League today. Here comes the next pitch by Kirby. It's going to be outside for a ball. It is now 2-1. National League finals so far. We've got the New York Mets over the Atlanta Braves 1-0. Philadelphia beat the Pittsburgh Pirates by a score of 1-0. As that ball is hit to the second baseman, it's grabbed there by Daniel Nealon for the second out. Nealon on a line out there from Erzendowski. So 2 up, 2 down here for Midland. Coming to the plate next will be Andrew Cassidy. He is the left fielder. He flew out to center his last time up there. Washington Nationals beating the Chicago Cubs today by a score of 2-1. That one is final. Cincinnati leading the Marlins 2-0. They're in the bottom of the 7th inning. In Cincinnati today in the National League. Later on tonight, the Los Angeles Dodgers playing in San Diego against the Padres. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be hit toward right. Coming on is going to be Mac Land. Coming on is Land, and he makes the catch. Mac Land out there in right field makes the catch, and the inning is over for Midland as they go down in order here in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors. You and your family can rely on our compassion and attention. We help you celebrate your loved one with an uplifting, hopeful remembrance. And we can ease the burden on your loved ones by helping you plan a prearranged, affordable, personalized service. At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Gave you the Major League Baseball scores. Of course, the big sporting event going on this weekend is the Masters. They're playing today, opening round. Lee Westwood, we see, has got the lead through 17 holes. He is at minus five. Tiger Woods today, if you're wondering. Tiger had an even round today of 72. So he is five strokes off of the pace right now. He's currently tied for 31st place. But in the mix with three rounds to play. Five strokes off of the pace right now with Lee Westwood out on top of the Masters. There's the ball hit to second base. Loftus has got it. He goes to first. That's going to be in time. And John Rivera grounds out for the second time today. So Loftus makes the play on the ball at the second base bag there. First time today he's made a play defensively. Catches Don Rivera over there at first base. Here comes John LeMaster up there next. LeMaster, the first baseman. LeMaster grounded out his first time up there. So he's 0 for 1 today. Started the day with a batting average of .281. He bats from the right-hand side and takes the pitch down low for a ball. 1-0 the count here to John LeMaster. LeMaster waiting for the pitch. He hits that one toward right, backing up, and now floating over toward the foul line is going to be Benson. He makes the catch out there. LeMaster was retired in the second inning on one pitch as he hit a ground ball toward Orsi at short. This time, LeMaster sends it out to right field. Flies out there, so he's 0 for 2 today as he flies out to Nate Bence. And now Daniel Nealon comes up there next. Hastings with only one base hit so far in the ball game. That was a single by Decker Brown in that last inning back there in the third. There's a pitch down low on Daniel Nealon. The count is at 1-0. Nealon started the day with a batting average of .238. Next pitch is going to be just outside. 2-0. So Daniel Nealon up there for Hastings College, a senior, 6 foot, 175-pounder from Arvada, Colorado. Here comes the next pitch. A breaking pitch is going to be in there for a strike in the outside corner, 2-1. Nealon so far this year, he leads the team in triples. He's got two. Also got two doubles for his extra base hits. Next pitch is going to be in there as well. Now it should be 2-2. Information was wrong on the scoreboard, so now it's at 2-2 to Daniel Nealon. Here comes the next pitch from Medlick. That ball is going to be lifted towards center. Backing up is going to be Jerkinson. He makes the catch. Three up, three down again for Hastings here in the fourth inning of play. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Four innings in the books here in game number one of our doubleheader between Hastings and Midland. Warriors have the lead. It's Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back at Duncan Field, Hastings is trailing Midland by the score of 1-0 as we head to the fifth inning of play. Quick moving first ball game again here with both pitchers Kirby Wells and Zach Medlick right around the strike zone here this afternoon. So Jake Loftus comes up there for Midland to begin this fifth inning. Numbers 7, 8, and 9 in the batting order. So the bottom third of the order coming up to face Kirby Wells, who's got six strikeouts so far today. Walked a man in the first inning of play and has not walked a man since. So six strikeouts, one walks, but he's given up, three base hits, a double, a sacrifice, and an RBI single back there in the second inning. And that was enough to plate the run. And that's held up so far. 1-0 is the score. Midland out on top is Kirby Wells goes to work here on Jake Loftus, second baseman. Started the day with a batting average of .206. He's a guy who had that RBI single back there in the second. He hits that one to the left side. Steets knocks it down at third, but the ball goes ricocheting off of his glove into left field. So another base hit there for Jake Loftus. Give him a base hit there, a hard hit ball to third base. Steets knocked it down but could not pull her in as it goes ricocheting off of his glove into left field. So Jake Loftus gets aboard for the second time here today. John Nedels comes to the plate next. Nedels is the designated hitter, but he struck out his first time up there in inning number two. So he's 0 for 1 so far today. His batting average of 179. There's a throw over to first base. Not in time. Diving back in there is going to be Loftus. So Midland out on top with a score of 1-0. Now they got a base runner here in this fifth inning of play. Loftus 1 for 1 stealing bases this year. There's a bunt attempted to lay down, but it's going to be fouled away on the third base side. Hastings College baseball this afternoon on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at Duncan. Temperature in the 60s there today. A little bit different than a week ago. We had temperatures in the 80s for our two doubleheaders against Dort and Northwestern. But a very enjoyable night for baseball. We've got one more yet to come. Throw over to first base. Not in time as Loftus is back in there. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. They're going to lay a bunt down in front of the plate. Nice one there. Madison grabs it, goes down to first base. That's in time. But it moves Loftus down there to the second base. The sacrifice works as Nedels lays down the bunt right in front of the plate. Madison gets his mask off and fires it down to first base in time. It gets the base runner down there, but the runner advances one. He's now standing at second base. That's Loftus. Thomas Jurgensen to the plate next. He is a center fielder. He struck out his first time up there. Jurgensen started the day with a batting average of 287. Kirby now working from the stretch. Looks at the runner at second base. Offers one to the plate. That ball is going to be swung on. It's going to be a base hit to left field. Decker Brown picks it up out there. And now the runner is going to come to the plate. Here comes the throw in. They've got him by a mile. They've got him by a mile here at the plate. Hermanison holds on to the ball. What a throw there by Decker Brown in left field. Chancing that one was Jake Loftus. He made the big turn down there at third base. And the throw came in. It was right on the money. Decker Brown from left field nails Jake Loftus to the plate. And it is still a 1-0 ball game in favor of Midland. So that one saves a run right there. A great throw by Decker Brown as that baby comes in. So it's still a 1-0 ball game. And now coming to the plate next for Midland is going to be Miguel Romalo, top of the order here as the pitch comes in there for a strike. So Jurgensen, he gets aboard. He's at second base. He ends up at second. There's a ground ball toward first. LeMaster has got it. He's going to flip the ball to Wells, who's covering the bag, and the inning is over. Miguel Romalo grounds out to John LeMaster over there at first base, who flips it to Wells, covering the bag there, 3-1 officially in your book. And Midland looked like they were going to be able to put another run on the scoreboard there, but a nice play by Decker Brown out in left field. And Kirby Wells wiggles out of things here in the fifth inning of play. Midland scores no runs on a couple of base hits, no errors on Hastings, and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth with a score of Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, not wasting any time here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Jake Steets is up to the plate here for Hastings. One ball and one strike to Steets. It'll be Steets and then Gabe Salas and then Hermanison. There's the ball hit right back to the pitcher, Medlick, and he underhands it to the first baseman, Miguel Romalo. And Steets is retired in the play from pitcher to first. Zach Medlick, your pitcher here for Midland, did not have real flashy numbers coming in here. His ERA was at 6.75. He was 0-3 on the season, but I'll tell you what, Medlick sending Hastings down here. Broncos with only one base hit so far through 4 1/3 innings. Gabe Salas comes up there next. He flew out to center his first time up there. So he's 0-1. He takes the pitch outside here. One ball, no strikes to Gabe Salas of Hastings, a junior from Colorado Springs, Colorado. Next pitch is going to be inside for a ball. Salas now looking at a count of 2-0. So Gabe Salas started the day with a batting average of 195. There's another pitch. He's going to be in there for a strike, taking all the way there. And the count now is at 2-1. Hermanison would be next, and then Mack Lamb. Hastings trailing in the ball game by a score of 1-0. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike, and it's 2-2. So Gabe is even up the count here as he waits on the next pitch from Zach Medlick. Glove at hand. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. It's going to be popped up. Shallow center field coming on. Looking up, grabbing the ball is Jurgensen, and he makes the catch out there in center field. So Salas flies out for the second consecutive time to center field. And now Brent Hermanison comes to the plate next. Hermanison fouled out down the right field line his last time up there in the third inning. So he's 0-1 so far today. Batting average to start today with a clip of 190. Hastings with one base hit in the ball game thus far. And a pitch to the plate here on Hermanison is going to be outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Medlick so far, he's struck out one guy. Had a lot of fly balls in this one. There's another one towards center. Jurgensen, he can't get there. It falls out there. Jurgensen grabs the ball around the bag. It's second and staying put there is going to be Brent Hermanison. So he's got a double here in the fifth inning of play. A two-out double for Hastings. So the Broncos get a base runner on here. And now coming out and running for Hermanison is going to be Connor Thomas, the sophomore out of Millard North. He will run at second base. A pretty hard hit ball there by Brent Hermanison. Center fielder Jurgensen went a long way. He couldn't get there. Hermanison ends up at second base, and now Connor Thomas comes out to run for him. So Hastings is trailing in the ballgame 1-0, but we've got a tying run on at the base pads at second. So here comes Mack Land up there. Mack Land comes to the plate next. He is 0-2 so far today. As he takes a look at the pitch there, it's going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0 the count. Land reached on an error his last time up there. He's lost, stranded at third base during the third inning. There's the ball. It's going to be hit toward right. It's going to be in foul territory, and it's going to get out of play. So the count is at 1-1. Land struck out in the first for Hastings. Land started the day with a batting average of 227. Just joining us, Midland scored their only run of the ball game in the second inning. A pitcher's duel right now. It's a 1-0 contest, but Hastings has the tying run on at second base. Here comes Medlick's next pitch, a breaking pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. 1-2 to Mack Land. Addison Ives expected to get the start for Hastings in game number 2 tonight. We'll have the action for you here on 1230 KHIS. 1-2, 2 men out here in the fifth inning of play. Zach Menlich's next pitch is going to be popped up again. Popped up, shallow right field. And finally going out and making the catch there is going to be the first baseman, Miguel Romalo, out in shallow right field till the inning is over. Hastings had the tying run at second base, but unable to score here in the fifth as Mack Land flies out to the first baseman, Miguel Romalo, out in shallow right field. So the inning is over. Hastings scores no runs, a base hit, no errors, one left. We'll go to the sixth with a score of Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are longstanding values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 star phone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Midland's got the wait. Midland's got the lead. 1-0 is the score. They've got 2, 3, and 4, and coming up in the batting order here to face Kirby Wells and Hastings in this sixth inning of play. This is going to be Nate Bence, also Vinny Orsi, and Derek Kampschneider, and Sean Erzendowski scheduled up here for Midland in the sixth inning, looking for a couple of insurance runs here. There's a strike there in the outside corner. Kirby so far has given up only one run, 5 base hits in the ball game. He has struck out 6. There's a slow tapper out in front of the plate. Wells grabs it, goes to first base. That's not going to be in time. The ball gets away from LeMaster down there, and the base runner is safe. That's Nate Bence. He gets aboard here. It's going to be an error chalked up on Hastings. So Nate Bence gets aboard on the error. And now Vinny Orsi comes to the plate next. And now we're going to have a courtesy runner down there at second base. So Nate Bence reaches on an error there on Hastings. And now Midland is trying to tack on one here in the sixth inning of play. So coming to the plate next will be Vinny Orsi. He started the day with a batting average of .337. He's got a base on balls so far, and he's got a strikeout. So the base runner for Midland over at first base, Aaron Martinez, sophomore from Arvada, Colorado, pitches inside, and there's a throw down there, and Martinez is back in there. So Vinny Orsi at the plate takes a pitch inside, 1-0 the count. So Martinez is your base runner down there at first base now. He takes a pretty good lead down there. John LeMaster will hold him on. Kirby looks that way. There's a bunt laid down. LeMaster grabs it. He races over toward the bag at first, and they got him down there. And running down to second base on the play is going to be Martinez. So Vinny Orsi is retired in the play. 3 unassisted as John LeMaster goes over and touches the bag at first. Running down to second will be Martinez, and now Derek Kampschneider comes up there next. Kampschneider, he had that double to lead off the second inning. Eventually came around to score the only run of the ball game to this point on the single by Jake Loftus. So now they're going to put him on. So an intentional walk given up there. That's the second walk of the ball game given up by Kirby Wells, and now Erzendowski comes to the plate. So now they got the possibility of a double play ball set up here. The runner's at first and second base. There's the ball hit right to the shortstop. He grabs it over to second base. It's in time. They double him up. Ball's hit right to Gabe Salas at shortstop in the air. He goes over to second baseman Daniel Nealon to double up. The base runner Martinez at second base, and the inning is over as Sean Erzendowski hits into a double play, a 6-4 double play. The inning is over. So Midland has potential there in the inning after Hastings commits the error to lead off the inning, but Midland scores no runs on no hits. One error on Hastings and one man left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth with a score of Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Wynwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopwynwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, both life, health, and long-term care insurance, also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field, Hastings batting here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. They are trailing Midland by a score of 1-0. Hastings with only two base hits here in this ballgame so far. Decker Brown, Mike Tomlin, John Rivera, numbers 2, 3, and 4 in the batting order coming out here to face Zach Medlick and the Midland University here. The pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count here to Decker Brown. Decker so far has got a single. I was back in the third, and he grounded out in the first. There's a ground ball there to Orsi at shortstop. Picks it up on a hop over the first base. Catches Decker over there at the bag. So for the second time today, Decker Brown grounds out to Vinny Orsi there at shortstop. Mike Tomlin comes up there next. Tomlin 0 for 2 today. Grounded out to short. Lined out to shortstop. He's 0 for 2. Tomlin will bat from the left-hand side. Start of the day with a batting average of 296. And the pitch is going to be inside for a ball. It's now 1-0. Midland scoring their only run in the second inning of play. Other than that, if you like pitching and like defense, that's what we've had for you so far here in this one. There's a breaking pitch. It's going to be outside for a ball. 1-1 the count. John Rivera will be next, and then John LeMaster. Hastings trailing by a single run. They've been out hitting this ball game 5-2. Next pitch is going to be a fastball. It's going to be inside for a ball. So now 3-0 officially is the count. 3-0 the count here to Mike Tomlin. He'll be taking all the way here. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be in there for a strike. Right down Broadway there. 3-1 of Mike Tomlin taking all the way. Hastings just looking for a base runner here. Any way they can get it. They've been far and in between here today. There's a ground ball towards second. Loftus on the roll as he goes over to first base. That's in time. After getting ahead 3-0 on the count, Mike Tomlin grounds out to the second baseman. A slow roller out there to Jake Loftus. Two out here for Hastings. And now John Rivera comes up there next. Rivera's not had much luck today. He's grounded out once to the shortstop, once to second base. Rivera started the day with a batting average of 313. And here's the pitch to the plate. It's going to be down low and outside. 1-0 the count here to John Rivera. Midland came in here with only 7 wins in 30 outings. They're 7-23 on the season, 2-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, splitting their series last week. But they have had the Broncos number here today. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. 2-1. Midland splitting their series last week with Morningside and Mount Barney. So you got the 2-2 conference mark. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. That ball is going to be hit toward right field. Over toward the foul line is going to be Bence, and he can't get there. Ball's out in foul territory. So the count remains at 2-2. They're in the 12th inning now in Cleveland in Major League Baseball. The Toronto Blue Jays and the Cleveland Indians, they are tied up at 4 runs apiece. The only other game going on right now in the National League, Cincinnati, leading the Marlins by the score of 3-0. They're in the bottom of the 8th inning of play. 2-2, 2 men out here. Next pitch to Rivera's hit up the back through the middle. That's going to be a base hit in the center field. Jurgensen picks it up on the hop, so John Rivera gets his first base hit of the ball game, and the Broncos have the tying runs on the base paths again in the form of John Rivera. Down there first. And now John LeMaster comes to the plate next. LeMaster 0 for 2 so far today. LeMaster flew out to right field in the fourth inning and grounded out to the shortstop in the second. LeMaster saw the day with a batting average of 281. And now coming out to run there at first base. End of the ball game for Hastings is going to be Trenton Neal. Neal is a sophomore out of Ogallala. So a little bit more speed on the base pass now with Neal down there at first base. John Rivera gets the third hit of the ball game for Hastings with a single back up through the middle. And now Neal is down there at first base for Hastings. Jim Bovey down there in the third base coaching box for the Broncos. Zach Menlich on the mound here for Midland. So there's two men out for Hastings here in the sixth, and now Neal is your base runner down there at first. Takes a pretty good lead down there. Romano will hold him on. And here comes the pitch to the plate. It's going to be upstairs for a ball. So John LeMaster, the guy here at the plate for Hastings, he's on a hit on the count of one ball and no strikes. Daniel Nealon would follow him. Hastings looking for a little rally here in the sixth. Next pitch is going to be in there for a strike. Hastings fell behind last week in that second half of the doubleheader to Northwestern and came back in the seventh inning and scored two runs and snuck out of there with a 4-3 victory over Northwestern last Saturday. There's a throw to first base. That's not in time as Neal is back in there. The tag made by Miguel Romano, but was not in time. One ball, one strike here on John LeMaster in the sixth inning. Here comes the next pitch, a breaking pitch, hit up toward the middle. That time Orsi grabs it, flips it to second baseman Loftus, and they get the force out on Neal at second, and the inning is over. So LeMaster hits that one back up toward the middle, but Vinny Orsi makes a nice play at shortstop. He grabs the ball and catches the force out on Neal at second base. So Hastings, nothing doing here in the sixth inning of play. No runs, a base hit, no errors, one left. We go to the top of the seventh inning. This one's scheduled for seven today. The score is Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
It's time for CPI Mr. Tire's Tire Sale. The Mastercraft Strategy is long wearing, quiet riding, and on sale starting at $85 each. The Cooper CS4 Touring has all-weather dependability and starting at only $90 each. The Cooper Discover AT3 gives you stability for your light truck starting at $125 each. CPI Mr. Tire includes free mounting, balancing, rotation, and road hazard warranty, and they're close to you all across central Nebraska. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
All right, seventh inning of play here. This one's scheduled for seven. First half of the doubleheader here tonight between Midland and Hastings. Andrew Cassidy, Jake Loftus, and John Nadell is coming to the plate. 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order. If any of those guys get aboard, we'll see Thomas Jurgensen. There's a ball that's going to be fouled down the first base side. So Andrew Cassidy is your first batter up here in the seventh to face Kirby Wells, who's went all the way here for Hastings. Kirby so far in the ball game has got 6 strikeouts. He's given up 5 base hits. There's a bouncing ball toward third, foul territory. Wells has got 2 walks. One of those was intentional. So Kirby's done the job. Hastings lacking a little offense here in game number one with only 3 base hits. The count here at the play is at no balls and 2 strikes on the batter for Midland. Andrew Cassidy, there's a fly ball toward right, and Mack Land makes an over-the-shoulder catch out there on the run in right field. So Andrew Cassidy flies out to Land out in right field for the first out in inning number 7. Jake Loftus will come to the plate next. So in addition to being a pretty good pitcher for Hastings, Mack Land does a job out there in right field, makes a good catch out there right there over the shoulder. On the run out there in right center. First out of this seventh inning of play. Now Jake Loftus comes up there. Started the day with a batting average of .206. But he is 2-for-2 so far today with an RBI single in the second inning. This is now the number 7 hole in the batting order for Midland. Takes a strike there. 0-1. Here's the next pitch. It's going to be fouled away. It's 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes to Jake Loftus. Where's number 1 in that blue uniform for the Warriors? 5'8", 180-pound freshman out of Omaha Westside. Loftus playing at second base today defensively. There's the next pitch. It'll be outside and down low. 1-2. John Nadell's would be next. One man out here in this seventh inning. Kirby Wells trying to get his guys back into the dugout here for a possible rally in the bottom of the seventh. Next pitch is going to be outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes here to Jake Loftus. Batting from the right-hand side, taking a couple of practice swings. Now Wells is ready. Wind up in the pitch, hit on the ground towards short. Salas has got it, throws it to first base. That's going to be in time. Two up, two down here for Midland in the seventh as Jake Loftus is retired in the play. 6-3 officially. Now John Nadels comes to the plate next. Nadels laid down a sacrifice his last time up there in the fifth inning. He struck out back in the second. John Nadels starting the day with a batting average of 179. He will bat from the left-hand side against the right-handed throwing Kirby Wells. So there's two men out here in the seventh. There's the next pitch. Going to be bunted out in front of the plate. Wells grabs it. He goes to first base. That's in time. And Midland goes down in order here in the seventh as John Nadels is retiring the play from pitcher to first. Midland scores no runs on no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the seventh with a score. Midland 1, Hastings nothing.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem air conditioners. Every Rheem Central air conditioner gives you the added value of a genuine scroll compressor, so you can enjoy cool, quiet, and efficient, reliable operation year after year. So when it comes to air conditioning, relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
The Hastings Tribune sports staff has the spring sports covered. Bronco and Husker baseball, softball, and more. Local and area high school track and field, tennis, golf, and soccer. Plus state and national sports. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard, online anytime. Get in the game with HT Mobile. Join the HT Mobile VIP Club today. And to subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Duncan Field. Hastings needs a run to force extra innings. They need two runs to win it here. 1-0 is the score. Midland has got the lead. And first up there for the Broncos will be Daniel Nealon. Hastings has got 6, 7, and 8 in the batting order scheduled up here. So Daniel Nealon, the second baseman, he's reached on a base on balls and he's flown out to center. Takes a strike here, 1-1 the count. Nealon started the day with a batting average of 238. One run, 5 hits for Midland. No runs, 3 hits for Hastings. Each team has got an error so far in the ball game as Nealon takes another strike here and he falls behind on the count of 1-2. 1-2 the count. Here comes the next pitch by Zach Medlick. It's going to be foul tap. Just getting a little piece of that one was Daniel Nealon. Fouls it away, the count of 1-2. Zach Medlick has went all the way here from Midland. He's looking for his first win of the season on the mound. Here comes the next pitch, hit toward first base. That's going to be grabbed there by Romalo. Goes over to the bag at first, and it's going to be in time. It gets Daniel Nealon. Romalo makes a nice play on the ball there at first base, and then hustling over there to cover the bag was Medlick, and it gets Daniel Nealon just by a half a step over there at first base. So Nealon is retired on the play. So plays a close play over there at first base, but the base umpire over there makes the call. And Jake Steets comes up there next. He is 0-2 so far today. Steets started the day with a batting average of 309, batting here in the number 7 position. Steets flew out to center field in the second, grounded back to the pitcher in inning number 5. Takes the ball there, and there's a second ball thrown way outside the strike zone, 2-0 the count. Gabe Salas would be next. He's in the on-deck circle right now for Hastings as the Broncos occupy the third base dugouts. 1-0 here in the bottom of the seventh. There's the ball. It's going to be popped up. Right side of the diamond, foul territory. Romalo, the first baseman, comes over, and he makes the catch over there toward the fence. So Jake Steets will foul out to the first baseman, and the Broncos are down to their final out here in this first half of the doubleheader. Gabe Salas is coming up there next. He's flown out twice to center field. If he can get aboard, we'll see Brett Hermanison coming up there next. Gabe Salas, his job is to get on the base pads here. Two men out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 1-0. Midland has got the lead. First pitch is going to be outside the strike zone. 1-0 the count. Here comes the next one. A breaking pitch is in there for a strike. 1-1. Gabe Salas, a 195 hitter so far this season. He's waiting here in the right-hand batter's box. Here's the next pitch by Medlick. That's going to be in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. Medlick trying to finish off a three-hitter here this afternoon for his first win of the season. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. It's going to be down low. There's Andowski grabs that one out of the dirt. 2-2. Got another game yet to go here tonight at Duncan. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Breaking pitch that stays up high around the eyeballs there on Salas. And now the count is full at 3-2. 3-2 the count here to Gabe Salas and two men out. Medlick winds and delivers to the plate. The ball is going to be hit to left field. Cassidy goes back, and he makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Andrew Cassidy makes the catch over his shoulder there out in left field, and the ball game is over as Gabe Salas flies out to left to end the seventh inning and the ball game for Hastings College. The Broncos come up empty in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Final score, Midland comes to Hastings and beats the Broncos here in the first half of the doubleheader by a score of 1-0. Back with a recap after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The weather shouldn't be a surprise, so bookmark HastingsLink.com. Click on the crystal blue City of Hastings banner for the forecast and radar on one easy-to-read screen, plus local temperature averages, sunrise, sunset, area advisories. Click again on the Nebraska H2O link for ways you can help our environment around your home and neighborhood. Nebraska H2O and the City of Hastings remind you, it's our water, our responsibility. Go green, get weather at HastingsLink.com anytime.
1230 KHAS.
So Midland knocks off Hastings in the opener of the doubleheader here this afternoon. In Hastings, final score of 1-0. Midland scoring one run on five base hits, committing one error, leaving three men on the base pads. Hastings had no runs, three hits. They had one error. They left five. Kirby Wells is going to be the losing pitcher for Hastings. And what a tough luck loss there. He's now 2-3 on the season. The winning pitcher for Midland is going to be Zach Medlick. Medlick goes to one win and three losses. Medlick gives up no runs, three base hits. He had one strikeout, one walk. Kirby Wells, the loser, gave up one run. He had six strikeouts, two walks, gives up five base hits. The winning run and the only run of the ball game, an RBI single by Jake Loftus in the second inning for Midland. Medlick and the Midland defense keeps it alive there, holds up throughout the rest of the ball game, and Hastings unable to plate anything in the first ball game today. And they get shut out by Midland, losing by a score of 1-0 here in the first half of the doubleheader. So Hastings going to fall to 10-21 in the season. And the Broncos now drop to 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland improves to 8-23 in the season. They're also 3-2. In conference play. So we've got another ball game coming up here in about 20 or 25 minutes from right now. We'll have it for you on 1230 KHIS. We'll send you back to the station for a while. We'll be back in just a little bit. Again, the final score in the first ball game, Midland 1, Hastings nothing. For 1230 KHIS Sports, I'm Mike Will.